We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
What's happening? How y'all feeling out there? Good morning to one and all.
Yeah, good morning, Nori, too. Nori hit me 4:30 this morning. N-O-R-E, good morning.
Me too. We want to make sure we know about what's dropping tonight on Drink Champs.
That's right. Drink Champs is doing a special episode coming on Revolt, I believe, at 10 p.m.
Guys, relax.
What?
Like, I don't even know if it's true or not.
I didn't say what
it was.
He
said it's a promo. What are you talking about? They said he has something special at 10 o'clock.
I don't know what he got, but I don't know.
We didn't say anything.
All we said was he has something special going on tonight on Revolt at 10 o'clock. So shout to N-O-R-E.
We'll see.
We'll see what?
We'll see.
No. Well, shout to Nori. Check out Nori tonight at 10. He has something
guy,
special
N-O.
Going on. So
we'll see.
Shout to Nori. Salute you, Nori.
We'll see.
I told Nori yesterday. I said, Nori, you just released a super thug, another super thug. So
just keep in mind, last time Nori said he had something special, it was the Drake interview. Mm-hmm. Just want to throw that out there.
No, but this one's done. This one is
we
done.
Don't know. You maybe. Not doubting my guy, just maybe.
This is done. Tune into Revolt tonight.
I think
for
we should have a little
Nori.
Speculation. It's a little skepticism.
No, it'll be done. It's done. Shout to N-O-R-E.
Drop a half a bomb for Nori.
No,
half,
drop a bomb
half,
for
drop,
Nori.
Stop. No, not yet. Not
Nori.
Yet. Not yet.
Don't do that
we don't
to
know.
My guy.
We don't know
no,
yet.
We, do
we
know.
Don't know. Yes, we don't know.
He said 10 p.m.
We
tonight.
We don't know.
On Revolt TV.
He comes on 10 p.m. every Thursday night on Revolt
TV. I know, but he's saying 10 p.m. tonight, and he sent a little teaser.
He comes on 10 p.m. tonight every Thursday on Revolt TV.
Well, he sent the trailer, and on the trailer this morning.
Hey.
The trailer just says.
Could you let him do it?
He sent it to us for a reason.
All right. It's supposed to be 7 a.m., but go ahead, guys.
Oh.
Since y'all know so much.
Right. Well, he didn't tell us 7 a.m.
No, he didn't
just
at
said
all.
Well, relax.
Tonight, let, so we can let, announce
let,
it this
let,
morning.
Let N.O. do his thing. No, that's not what he did, but whatever.
Yes, he did.
I never mind.
Did you see it? Were you on my text with him this morning?
I just hung up with Noriega.
I just hung up with N.O. I spoke to him yesterday. I'll tell you what he told me.
No, I just hung up with him. Literally.
Well, he didn't text me that. Well, he told you something different.
Right.
Well, N.O., good morning. That's all I was saying. Good morning and tune into Revolt tonight at 10. He has something special for everybody out there.
He's on Revolt every Thursday night at 10.
So we know
it may or may not be special.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, also joining us this morning, Wayne Brady will be joining us.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll kick it with Wayne Brady.
He's amazing, by the way. Like, I really enjoy talking to Wayne Brady. He's really, really funny.
Yes, Wayne Brady.
And he's
Brady.
Got some great stories, and he's got a lot of interesting things happening in his personal life.
Yes.
That he doesn't mind talking about.
That's right. So we're going to be kicking it with Wayne Brady. And then we got Front Page News coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we are going to be talking about, you know, this new race in New Jersey. Phil Murphy called in right before the election on Tuesday, and it was a very tight race, but we'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into all that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. Now with Thursday Night Football, that's tonight the Colts take on the Jets. Now what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, as you know, we were waiting for the results of the election in New Jersey, and there are some, the results are finally in. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has become the first Democratic governor in more than 40 years to win re-election in New Jersey. So congratulations to Governor Phil Murphy. Here's what he had to say.
I am humbled to be the first Democratic governor re-elected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977. So tonight, I renew my promise to you, whether you voted for me or not, to work every single day of the next 4 years to keep moving us forward. And so importantly, forward with a deeper sense of fairness and a commitment to equity. Forward by rejecting the divisiveness and chaos that permeate too much of our politics.
Very, very close race. If you've ever driven through New Jersey and you've seen, you know, all those MAGA paraphernalia and Trump paraphernalia, believe it's real. It was a very tight race.
All right. Now, Joe Biden has also responded to Tuesday's election losses. He was talking about in particular in Virginia. And here's what he had to say about whether or not it's his responsibility.
How much responsibility do you take for the dismal results in Virginia?
I was talking to Terry to congratulate him today. He got 600,000 more votes than any Democrat ever has gotten. And no governor in Virginia has ever won when he's of the same or he or she's the same party as the sitting president. What I do know is that people want us to get things done. And that's why I'm continuing to push very hard for the Democratic Party to move along and pass my infrastructure bill and my Build Back Better bill.
Hey, man. Yes, it's Biden's fault. Okay, you all have the power and aren't using it. You got two people in your own party blocking everything, Manchin and Sinema. Yes, it's your fault. Biden is just the latest example of the do-nothing Democrats doing nothing for their constituents, and now it's coming back to bite them in their ass. And if something doesn't change before the midterms next year, they're going to be in trouble, 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 trouble.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Did you see the thing that they took to court against the Second Amendment, New York versus the Second Amendment? It seems like, well, if you don't know, they're taking New York State and New York City to court for allowing people to carry concealed licenses. They're thinking about it. They're saying it looks pretty good. They're saying they hopefully will allow people to carry, just not in public places. So it hasn't passed yet. So it'll be like places like Yankee Stadium, Times Square, Madison Square Garden. But it looks like that it might be passed. Fingers crossed. All right. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jalen Barthel.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Today my birthday, and I just want to shout myself out. I turned 16 years old today.
Okay. Happy birthday!
Thank y'all so much. I'm sitting up here listening now.
Okay, what you doing for your birthday?
Me and my mama, we riding out of town this weekend. And I'm going with my cousins. We're going to the fair in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Congratulations, King. Enjoy your day, man. Life is a blessing, all right?
Charlamagne.
Peace. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Cole from the DMV. What's happening?
What up, man? Get it off your chest.
Yo, so I was wondering, Charlamagne's been talking a lot about getting rid of the filibuster for the Democrats.
Yes, sir.
What happens when the court split back red?
Well, like, well, check this out.
Won't be able to use it.
That's a great question. I'll tell you this. If the Democrats get rid of the filibuster, right, and then they're able to properly legislate, if they do everything that they're supposed to do for their people and their constituents, they won't have to worry about things flipping back red because people would go out every election energized, ready to vote for them, and they would vote in droves. They wouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay, I feel like it always going to flip back and forth, but I mean, that's a good perspective.
Yeah, not if they do what they were supposed to do, they would never have to worry about losing the election.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good, what is it, Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Thursday. All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Sylvester Bishop. Good morning.
Your phone sounds like you're frying fish.
So my issue is vaccinations with the children. I'm glad with the children. I'm glad that that CDC went ahead and said yes to that. I believe everybody should be vaccinated, if possible. Some people, it's not going to work for them. But it's just the ones that, like us, I'm double vaccinated and I have grandchildren. Some people are in your face and throwing it in your face that they're not vaccinated. Like, they want you to get sick and stuff like that.
Ooh.
I think it is. I think politics need to get out of it, even though there's nothing we can do much about that.
Mm-hmm.
My husband Anthony and I were both vaccinated, but he thinks he's sick right now. We have our flu vaccination. You have your MMR. You have your DPT, your measles, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to get the Pfizer or the Moderna, the J&J. We know why.
Okay, but Queen. What's the moral of the story, Queen? What are you trying to tell us this morning? To get vaccinated?
Please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Queen.
All right.
Please. Bye.
All right. She went left, right, up, and down, hung up there. On y'all. Select star, just to say that. But hey, we heard you. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season 1 or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Brittany, calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Brittany, get it off your chest.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got through. I just want to shout you guys out. I listen to you guys every day. Angela, I just love everything about you. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Charlamagne, everything you're doing for mental health, and DJ MV, I love how you're such a strong family man, and I just love you guys so much.
Yeah. But thank
I really
you, Queen.
Get off my chest. Mm. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, Team Cancer, Charlamagne.
Hey.
But I really want to get off my chest that, you know, I'm 32 years old. The biological clock is ticking. I'm, like, on dating apps. It's just hard to meet, like, a good Black king. And I'm just like, what else do you do? It's just like, I work every day. I can't really, like, be out, going out, mixing, mingling. But it's like, I'm just kind of thinking about switching over outside my race at this point, because I just feel like, not valued by Black men anymore. I feel like overlooked.
Have you ever dated outside your race?
I've tried it like once, but it just wasn't my thing.
Look, I just think you can't blame a whole race of men for the ones that you've met, you know, so I wouldn't give up on that. But I think you'll end up at some point finding the right person. Just don't rush it and don't make decisions just because you feel like your biological clock is ticking. You gotta be with somebody. Don't give in to that pressure. But just understand that things can change in an instant, you know? And I am still a fan of, while apps are good, going out and living my life and meeting people like that.
Right, right. Thank you, Angela. I love
you guys. All right, have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Hello, who's this?
This is Greg. I was calling in. I'm doing my paper route. I want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
You doing your paper route?
Yeah, I'm doing the paper route. I listen to y'all every morning, and sometimes y'all be like making the hair on my back stand up.
You
Why? We make the hair on the back of your neck stand up?
Why is that?
Yes, sir.
You know, Neo
I've
said
been
that.
Winning.
You what?
I've been winning. I heard the comment that Charlamagne made about, you know, the elections and why. I just want to know, why is it Biden fault when he got two traitors on his team?
My brother, do y'all listen to anything I say, or do y'all just be talking? I said, yes, it's Biden fault, but I said you all have the power and aren't using it. I said you got two people in your own party blocking everything, Manchin and Sinema, and I also said Biden is just the latest example of the do-nothing Democrats. But at this moment, it's his fault. Just like if and when he turns things around and starts doing things for people, he'll get the credit for it. So you got to take the blame too. What you talking about?
You know, I listen to a lot of stuff you be saying, but I just don't get how it's his fault when, you know, like the Republicans, all of them ride together with Trump, right? Okay.
You heard what you said, right? That's right. But listen. You're absolutely right. The Republicans ride together, they die together. But it's his fault, just like it would be, he would get the credit for the win, right?
You know, only thing I can understand Biden doing is put them guys on blast. You know,
yes,
that's Trump. That's what I would do. I'd put them on blast.
Trump would have been did that. I said that on Trevor Noah's show last night. Trump would never stand for two people in his party blocking his agenda.
But thank
at
you,
all.
Brother.
Yeah, you know, but they trying to be diplomatic or whatever they trying to be. You know, every time they talk to, even Bernie Sanders, he don't never say nothing about Manchin. No, they need to put him on blast.
He always says that's his good friend.
Me, that's right.
It's like he got Benedict Arnold and all that.
That's right.
Because really, he low profile. Manchin is a Republican. He's working
That's
for
right.
the other side.
That's right.
But I think Joe
That's
Biden be trying to get things done, like you
brother.
Said, being very diplomatic. And
that ain't going to work. You got to be a gangster.
Derek, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
What's up, DJ Envy? What's up, Angela Yee?
Good morning.
What's up, Charlamagne the God? Yo, yo, yo,
peace,
yo, yo.
Peace, King. Peace, peace, peace.
Look, peace, peace, God. Peace. Yo, check this out, man. I'm calling out of Tampa, Florida. My name is Derek. I'm El Chapo, the master barber down here.
I'm the only barber with a barbershop open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
In the city of Tampa.
That's a blessing.
You know, that make a lot of sense. Get your hair cut before you go to work.
That's a blessing.
Hey, man, look, I'm still on military time, man. I'm out of that and retired. So if anybody that's getting off the graveyard shift or anybody just an early rise and want to beat the crowd anywhere, all you got to do is show up at Powerhouse Gym down here on West Hillsboro Avenue. I'm in here between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's open until about 8 o'clock at night.
Now, hold on now. You said you cutting hair at 6 o'clock or working out?
6 o'clock in the morning, I'm chopping.
Okay.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, have a good morning, man.
That's all I want to say, man. Y'all have a blessed day, man.
That's a blessing. A barbershop that opened up at 6 in the morning, Lord have mercy.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and a Rock Nation job fair. Wouldn't that be exciting? Well, it's happening.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
About time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z's Roc Nation and Reform Alliance are hosting a job fair in New York City. Reform Alliance posted New York has the third highest unemployment rate in the U.S., yet companies are facing a significant labor shortage. That's why we're co-hosting this job fair with Roc Nation. It's time to revitalize New York's workforce. Event is open to all. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go look at Reform.
Dropping the glue bombs from Reform and Roc Nation. One of the reasons I love Roc Nation. They're always figuring out new ways to do things for people, especially the people who need it the most. So that's dope.
All right. So companies like Zara, Lowe's, Amazon, Foot Locker, Live Nation, Vice, Madison Square Garden, the 4040 Club will be among the employers that will be present there to interview candidates.
So are they saying that, because I know at one time they're saying that there were a lot of jobs available that people didn't want to work. So now they're saying that people are looking for jobs. Which way is it?
It's both. I mean, there's a lot of jobs available. Right. And I'm going to tell you from my own personal experience, hiring at my hair store, at the coffee shop, at the juice bar, has been challenging right now. And a lot of people are expressing that it has been challenging. So while we do have the third highest unemployment rate in the U.S., there still are companies looking for people to work. It's the strangest thing.
And that's dope for Reform, too, though, because, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters come home from, you know, prison and they don't have any means to make money. So, you know, they need jobs. So I'm sure that's part of the Reform initiative to help them get back into the workforce.
All right, well, it goes down November 18th at the Garden. And Jay-Z, by the way, did join Instagram, but he's already gone. But The Harder They Fall, that actually started streaming on Netflix. If you want to see that movie that he produced, and shout out to James Samuel from The Bullets, who directed it. It's his first time directing, so a huge deal for him to have this. It's a Western with an all-Black cast. Idris Elba, Regina King, Zazie Beetz, Delray Lindo, Lakeith Stanfield are all in it.
Y'all do realize Jay-Z was just promoting the movie that he's an executive producer of, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's the only reason he opened up the Instagram and posted that one thing, just to get everybody's attention to focus on that.
Right, and it worked.
And it worked, 100%.
All right, now, another thing that Jay-Z just did, an 11-year-old reporter from Brooklyn, Jazzy's World TV, went up to him and asked him a question. This was cute.
Hey guys, it's Jazzy, and I'm here in New York City, and we're about to interview Mr. Sean Carter. To all the kids that have dreams of being successful like you, what advice could you give them?
Be successful like me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, believe in yourself, even if anyone else believes in you. Got to have ultimate confidence like you do. You're very confident.
Thank you.
And just believe in yourself.
She said, thank you. That was so cute.
That is all true what he said, but you know, he's also one of the greatest rappers of all time, if not the greatest rapper of all time. Like, extreme talent will help you be successful as well.
Well, that was nice of him, and that was very great of her to be as ambitious as she was and confident to go and ask for that interview. All right, now, one person who did turn somebody down is Tom Hanks. He turned down Jeff Bezos' offer to go to space. He had the offer. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live talking about it, and here's why he turned it down.
Is it true that you were asked to go to space by Jeff Bezos before William Shatner?
Well, yeah, provided I pay, you know. It costs like $28 million or something like that. I'm doing good, Jimmy. I'm doing good. But I ain't paying $28. You know what? We could simulate the experience of going to space right now.
And he just grabbed a chair like he was going into space. That's a lot.
$28 million.
No matter how much money you have, $28 million is still a lot of money. All right, and Dwayne Johnson has pledged to stop using real guns on his productions after the tragedy that happened on the movie set Rust. So his new movie, Red Notice, he is handling guns in that movie, and he said he was heartbroken. He told this to Variety. He said, "We lost a life. My heart goes out to her family and everybody on set. I've known Alec, too, for a very long time." And he said he'll only use rubber guns on his sets. He said, "I can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you without an absence of clarity here that any movie that we have moving forward with Seven Bucks Productions, any movie, any television show, or anything we do or produce, we won't use real guns at all. We're going to switch over to rubber guns, and we're going to take care of it in post. We're not going to worry about the dollars. We won't worry about what it costs."
Yeah, I mean, I understand why real guns are on the set. I just wonder why real ammo is on the set.
Right.
Yeah, so, ammo shouldn't be on the set. I thought they always use blanks, and this shouldn't
that's
be
what I thought.
A confusion between the blanks and the real ammo.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, Ahmaud Arbery. They have finished the jury selection, and the judge is finding intentional discrimination, but they're still moving forward.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here talking about my friends at the General Insurance. They offer flexible payment plans and the ability to choose your payment date. Plus, they let you choose how you pay, whether that's with cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to learn more today. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Now, Monday Night Football! The Jets take on the Colts tonight. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about the Ahmaud Arbery, the trial for his killing. And a panel of 12 people was chosen yesterday. The jury does consist of 11 white members and one black member. It was selected after a 2.5-week selection process. And prosecutors have accused defense attorneys of disproportionately striking qualified black jurors and basing some of their strikes on race. Now, the judge did say that defense appeared to be discriminatory in selecting the jury, but that the case could go forward. They said this court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination. I don't understand how you can allow that to go forward with intentional discrimination.
Right. You don't understand?
It just feels like if you're saying it's intentional discrimination as the judge, then it feels like something has to be done about that.
You do know what country we live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. White supremacy rules everything around us. Bottom line, point blank, period. I don't know why we continue to act blind to it.
One black juror on this?
He's not even
and
being,
that's supposed to be yeah, representative?
A juror of your peers. I mean, come on, man. This is America. AmeriKKKA. Sorry. It is what it is.
I mean, this makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
Y'all know I have jury duty next week, so.
I know. They called me for jury duty, too. You think this is a plot?
I don't know, but you have to make sure. This is the reason why when you get those jury duty calls, you have to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to make it.
I know. I'm not going to make it. I haven't been in jury duty before, but it's just the point. Like, it's like, why y'all calling me?
They never called me
anymore. And then we did the pre-thing. Like, we know he's not eligible for jury duty. And they're like, nope, we need him to come in. I'm like, okay.
They want you to come in?
Yes.
I have to go do jury duty, too.
I've never made it in the courtroom.
That's what me need. Well, no, I made it to the courtroom way, 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 way back in the day, but then they asked the questions, have you ever been convicted of a felony? Yeah, you know, then they let you go. But
yeah, I haven't made it. They usually call on the phone. You got to do the
wow.
You guys wanted equality.
No, I'm going to let my lawyers
now
call.
Now you can go.
I don't have a problem with jury duty. I'm right. You know, I'm busy.
Everybody that does jury duty is busy.
Sure.
I'm sure they are. Fast, like quick.
You know. Not only am I busy, I just know I'm not eligible, but whatever.
All right, now your iPhone, did you know it has a setting so that you can listen to conversations that are happening far away from you?
What do you mean?
It's called, you sounded really upset, it's called Apple's Listen Live. And so an actress shared her surprise. She learned about that. So she said, basically, we're all spies now. It's supposed to be a hearing aid tool, but you can add it to your iPhone shortcuts. And according to the website, it says Live Listen can help you hear a conversation in a noisy room or hear someone speaking across the room. With Live Listen, your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch becomes a remote microphone that sends sound to your made-for-iPhone hearing aid. So you can still listen via wireless headphones or hearing devices, even if you're far away from your phone.
Wow.
Depending on the range.
Why are y'all wowing about this? If Big Tech is making that available to you, what do you think Big Tech has been doing to you for all these years? Once again, we've had these conversations about how we talk, and then all of a sudden we go to our phones, and what we were just talking about pops up on our phones all of a sudden. Like, what is it so wow about
now
this?
Now you can hear somebody from all the way across the room.
That's a wow.
What do you think they've been doing to us?
Well, now we can do it to us.
Each other.
Each other, yeah, absolutely.
Come on, man.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Wow, we can hear what people are doing in the next room?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Well, when we come back, Wayne Brady will be joining us. Of course, Wayne Brady is a comedian, actor, television personality. He's on Broadway now, and we're going to highlight him when we come back.
Yeah, he's in that play that Lin-Manuel Miranda did, and he's been in the news a lot for talking about his blended family.
All right. So we'll talk to Wayne Brady when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Wayne Brady.
Yes,
welcome, sir.
Welcome. It is a pleasure. In person, I get to see y'all face to face, man.
That's right. Yeah, we spoke to him during the pandemic Zoom.
Yeah.
That sucked.
That needless to say, it sucked for so many reasons, but it looks like we're trying to dig our way out of that hole, and now we can actually have some human contact. That's why I'm in New York now, being able to do theater, being in front of a live audience. So so we're on an upswing.
How was your pandemic? We've seen some of it on social media of how you lived.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, how did you spend your pandemic time?
I spent my pandemic healing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that I missed my family as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically at heart, I'm a homebody. I live for my family. Mm-hmm. I love my daughter. She is my universe. My ex-wife is my best friend, and her boyfriend is one of my best friends. And I'd been on the road so much and filming and working, which is the blessing, but I got to spend this uninterrupted time with my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and connect with her as a young lady, because during the pandemic she was like from 16 and a half to just turning 18. So that was a really formative year and a half of I could be with her, talk to her. She got her first real boyfriend right as the pandemic begun. So all these issues that happened, thank God I was present.
Yeah, people found it so unusual that you could be best friends with your ex-wife, mm-hmm. can co-parent the way that you are. I see they adopted a child, and you're also going to be co-parenting with that baby as well. But how do you get to that space? I know it wasn't an easy road.
that's the sitcom that I really want to make because that's the real is you look at it on TikTok and I talk about Mandy, you know, shout out to Mandy. My ex-wife is my best friend. No, she actually gets mad when I say Mandy, my ex-wife, because folks just distill her down to that. She is an amazing creative in her own right. And I give her so much credit for my early success because she put up with all my early ideas and told me to go for it. She's brilliant and she runs my company. When we got divorced, we loved each other, but then we have this kid and I'm running nuts. It was my first time being single. Mm-hmm. So I'm being an idiot and we couldn't agree on co-parenting and we're constantly fighting and I'm just being an asshole. And there's a moment when you're like, I just want some peace. Mm-hmm. And you learn that in order to get peace, we need to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. So I need to be respectful as the father of this beautiful daughter. I need to give her mother all respect and praise and due. So I need to pull back on my nonsense and actually listen to her, which was part of the problem.
I need to know what this nonsense is. Because when you said you were being an ass, like, define that.
Oh, I just think in the sense of it had to be my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. I know what's right. I'm working. I'm making this money. I'm, blah, 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 you know, up on some that kind of nonsense, which stops you from listening. And at the time she was dating one of my dancers, which is Jason. Mm-hmm. So Jason was one of my dancers in my Vegas show. They got together.
How did that work out? Like, you know, how did Jason, you see every day, start dating your ex? And how did you take that?
Ego.
Wayne Brady gonna have to.
Because now you gotta fight me because you've been around all this time. Now you owe me 5 minutes, Jason. You know what I mean?
See, I'm saying it like it's a joke, but there was a time. Thank God that Jason is. I give Jason credit as well. Man to man, Jason is a beautifully, either Jason at that time was beautifully evolved or just so whatever that my rah-rah and my agitation towards him, he really didn't let it get to him. Mm-hmm. And now in hindsight, at one point, when they were dating, I pulled up outside of her house like at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And it always happens, you know, like one of those old R&B songs when you've had a couple drinks.
Right, you had that radio above your head. You
listen, I'm just a guy who just standing outside. I'm like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm not going to let him. He's not going to raise my daughter.
Right.
I won't come in that house. I pay for this house. Like I was the lead in a bad Tyler Perry movie. Okay. I pay for this house. You come outside right now, motherfucker. What an idiot.
What did Jason do? Did he come outside?
He's like, hey, man, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. And for years, I was on that track. I could not live with the fact of, how dare you? You were my dancer. You worked for me. You know how much I like. How dare you be? Once I was able to start going to therapy, which I have to advocate mm-hmm. and say, especially to people in our culture and in the Black and Latin world, you know, culture has been, therapy has been thought of as a dirty word or it's something that we don't do, mm-hmm. get over that nonsense. The best thing that I ever did for my mental health and for my relationship with my daughter mm-hmm. and just for me walking around in the world, going to therapy.
What got you there? And did you fire Jason when you find out? Like, he's your dancer. You find out he's dating your ex. Did you, like, you're fired?
Well, just to clarify for folks listening, we were separated and getting the divorce papers, right?
Gotcha.
So Mandy didn't do anything wrong. Right. Nobody was running around, which is why I claim my stupidity. Mm-hmm. I claim my ignorance.
Some people do say that's against the bro code, though. Like, y'all friends? You and Jason friends?
We were friends, but you know, the reality is he was working for me. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like a dude that I would take a bullet for. No offense, Jason.
Damn it, Jason.
He was a dude that worked. Like at the time.
At
now
the time.
Jason's
now
family.
Right.
He was on my payroll. I sign your checks.
Right, now you'll call 911.
Right. Now I'll call 911. Oh my God, he's shot. Quick, please hurry up. He's got a baby. Right. So yeah. But then I should not have taken that stance.
Right.
Jason didn't owe me anything. So correct. In that instance, the bro code didn't apply. Mm-hmm. And Mandy, she didn't have to ask me. Mandy said to me, which is why you need to communicate with people. Wayne, I am going to start dating. We'd already been separated for a couple years. Wayne, I'd like to start dating. I believe that Jason and I have a connection. I was like, oh sure. Hey, yeah, do what you want. I'm grown. I'm in Vegas. No, I should have expressed my true opinion.
Oh, so she told you. She was real.
She told me.
And
she
gave it
she
your
was
blessing
real.
With your ego.
I gave it a fake blessing.
Yeah, you gave it
yeah
a fake
my
blessing.
Ego gave it the Pope wave. It was like, sure, sure, sure.
I'm Wayne Brady. He was the dancer at the time. He was my dancer.
He's my dancer. You don't want. You'll see.
Now, look,
see.
What were you doing during this time? Damn it, man.
What was I doing during this time? Everything.
Everyone?
Just, you know, just being messy. I really needed to learn to mature. So coming full circle, that's why my daughter truly is my everything, because she is the one thing, that the one act that I feel that I've been a part of that is so good, and that I can actually show up for her and be a man and model certain behaviors and go, this is what you don't do. And I'm not saying I'm perfect now. Right. I'm still trying to
learn. We're all learning.
I'm still trying to learn.
Does she ever ask you questions about that time? Like, she remembers when you did this?
Especially now. She will joke with me. She's like, oh, you mean like when you would come up and kiss me and say, go to bed because you were going down to Tao? Mm-hmm. She said, oh, yeah, when you're at Tao? How do you know? I said, I completely remember. And then when you showed up with, like, every other week you had an auntie. Like, ooh, this is your auntie?
No,
such
you
and
did
such.
Not call these women auntie. Her auntie.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach people respect.
So how did you end up in the house? How was that conversation? So the pandemic happened. LA is crazy. Everybody's scared. Did you make the phone call and you'd be like, hey, I'm home now. Can I come over? Like, how did that conversation happen?
I've always made sure that our homes are relatively close to each other, because the way that we've split custody, maybe it doesn't work for other people, but for us, because we've been divorced since Miley was, I don't know, 5, 6, it's always been like a week on, a week off. So we were close enough that we said, okay, well, this pandemic is happening. We need to circle the wagons. And I lived with them earlier that year because my house was being renovated. So I actually lived in the house with her, Jason, and Miley. So that's when we even started talking about trying to write a sitcom, because we just thought, this is really funny.
And how does your daughter take it? Because now, with her boyfriend, because you said she had a boyfriend, now she has two dads that this guy has to come and talk to now.
Yes, he does.
So how is that?
Yes, he does. Jason and I tag-teamed him.
I'm sure.
Yeah, man. And that's another thing that I'll say to anyone, you know, that it's very macho and it's very ingrained in us and in our culture to want to be possessive of the person in your life. Mm-hmm. Here's a good lesson. Instead of going, you know, well, I don't want my chick with this dude and he can't come into that house raising my kid, think of it this way, which was the healthiest way that I had to think of it. Mandy chose a good dude. Mm-hmm. When I'm on tour, when I'm shooting, when I'm in another part of the world, I've never gotten a phone call from my daughter saying, Daddy, please come home. This man is hurting my mom. Mm-hmm. This man is being mad to my mom. This man has touched me. Jason showed up at every PTA event, showed up at school plays, drove her to school when I wasn't there. He held down the fort when I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So instead of looking at it as someone taking from you, we have an insular village. Like, we are strong.
More support.
More support.
For your daughter.
And he knows that I've got his back. Mm-hmm. I teared up when I knew that they were adopting the baby, because they tried to have a baby for years, when he approached me about being a dad. That, oh man, that was one of the most amazing feelings for this other black man to look at me and ask me, you know, hey, I'm going to be a dad. I've seen you be a dad. Help me. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely. Anything
this.
That you need, man, I'm there.
All right, we got more with Wayne Brady. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Wayne Brady. Yee.
All right, so Wayne Brady, talk about Freestyle Love Supreme. It's on Broadway, but there's also some audience participation.
Freestyle hip-hop comedy, where we take suggestions from the audience and we do all the scenes. We would take that word and we either break it down thematically so that the scene or whatever the song is about that.
So if I thought of a word right now, you could...
Sure, I mean, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Well, I'm not going to do...
Testicle.
Well, see,
okay.
No, I can do it. No, I can
goodness
do it.
Gracious, ye.
But that's a word to start off early in the morning. Yeah, see, but like, you talking about your testicle, and I'm talking about balls in the parenthetical. If I was to remove one testicle, it would be so not ethical. So I would do a whole scene about that. So I could either rhyme just the word, or we would do a focus scene as characters.
Do you think, and like, why does she think testicle at this time of the morning? She could have said any
word. Because that's a hard word
said,
to rhyme.
Water, because it's a hard
name. The only thing I could think of was tentacle.
I can honestly say to somebody, yeah, you know, I was talking to Angela, and it was in the morning, and the first thing she had on her mind was that's the first thing.
No, just one testicle.
Oh, you just one. Shout out to Lance Armstrong.
Because I'm not ethical.
Because she's not ethical.
Does it bother you, like, you know, you do a lot in Broadway, you do a lot for our culture, and you love hip-hop, you're from our culture, but does it ever bother you when somebody might say, Wayne Brady's too cheesy, or he's too crossover-ish? Does that ever bother you at all?
I won't lie. Usu, because I had a problem with that growing up. And I just talked about this at the Ebony 100. I was presented with the Vanguard Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it always bothered me that if you talked a certain way or if you had a certain frame of reference or if you aspired to be more than, certain cats around you would want to go, you want to be that. It's like, no, I don't want to be anything other than black, but I would like to be of the world. I'm from the hood, but I want to be of the world. So to always have that thrown at me, and then once I got on, because it was on a network show and I'm the only black dude and it's a primetime show, so there wasn't any cursing and it was this and it was a family show, oh, Wayne's corny this, blah, 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 he's not that. That bothered me a lot in the beginning until I realized, also through therapy, that I know who I am, mm-hmm. and now I can proudly sit in my skin. But you can't judge my blackness just like I can't judge yours. I am not the arbiter. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother me anymore. Because, in fact, if anything, I do understand what I've done for the culture at this point. If you look up, I've done so many firsts so that there are cats behind me now who some are like a Donald Glover and cats that are huge global successes. Mm-hmm. But I'll challenge you and say that there are certain things that some of these cats, even Key and Peele and other black dudes and Steve Harvey on the game shows, that I was in that space first.
Right.
I made it okay to be in these spaces.
That's right.
All of a sudden, every game show, there's a black man. Okay, you're welcome.
Were you surprised when Dave Chappelle reached out and great feedback you got from doing the Dave Chappelle show? Were you surprised about that?
I love Dave Chappelle. So fast forward to when Dave got his sketch show. I was so excited. I never missed an episode. So I'm sitting down, my barber, because I had hair at the time, my barber is cutting my hair, and the Dave show's on. Okay. Sketches, it's great. And then Wayne Brady makes Brian Gumbel looks like, it's like, what the f-? I was so, it wasn't because, and I've gone down on record, God bless Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney, uh-huh.
God bless him, a comedy legend. When I got to talk to Paul years later, I stand by the fact that that joke was whack. Mm-hmm. It's not a funny joke. So he made that joke based on the fact that he felt that black culture would laugh at Bryant Gumbel and Wayne Brady. Mm-hmm. Now, the takeaway from that is, oh, I'm big enough in the world and in the culture and even in the crossover culture that you're using me as a touch point for your rep. You're welcome, Paul, because damn sure more people in the world knew me mm-hmm. than knew Paul. Not in Blackland, but in the world, maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. Right? So, thanks, Paul. But then you're going to all over Brian Gumbel's accomplishments, and I can just hear the people watching this on YouTube later on. It was just a joke. Lighten up, Wayne. You know what? Yeah, it's just a joke, but these words have power, and they have power culturally. Mm-hmm. You would tear down two people who are trailblazers in their own thing to get across the point that they're not black enough. You don't own my black card, Paul. So when I heard that joke, I was like, that's just rough. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Randomly, I'm at an event, and then it was like an after party. Donnell Rollins comes up and some other cats. Hey, man, I got to tell you, he's like, oh, it's Ashy Larry. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, man, Wayne, I'm a big fan. Now I'd had a couple to drink. And shout out to Donnell. I love that cat.
So he just posted when you shot him on there, too,
man,
just recently.
I love that cat. Mm-hmm. He's like, Wayne, I'm such a fan that I was like, really? Well, y'all in that joke that Mr. Paul Mooney had to make. He's like, no, man, it's no. Y'all, thank you. Good night. You know, it was my movie moment. Thank you. Good night. Pay for their drinks. I'm out. And I walk out. Then 2 days later, I'm on set. I think at the time I was doing my talk show. My assistant gets a phone call. Wayne, it's Dave Chappelle, and it was Dave. Mm-hmm. Hey man, it's Dave, and I'm so sorry about the sketch. Mooney wrote that joke. I didn't think it's funny anyway. I want you to come to New York. Me and Neil, we've got a sketch that we'd love for you to do. I think this would be really funny. Yes. Are you kidding? Yes. We did it in a whirlwind. I got on the plane. We flew in. They said, here is the concept. We're thinking of doing like this training day thing and we'll play with the image of what it is. I said, cool. I wrote the bit where I sang the song and killed the police officer. and then the sandwich thing at the end. And we shot it all in one night. It was amazing. And I knew when we were doing it that it was going to be special. And I did it for a couple of reasons. I did it, A, because Dave Chappelle asked me, mm-hmm. and that's a blessing. And then I also knew that my talk show was ending, So I kind of had this little beef with the Buena Vista people from Disney because I was the first talk show host, not just talk show host, black talk show host, mm-hmm. talk show host period, to win that Emmy first time out the gate. 2 years in a row, mm. and to win a primetime Emmy at the same time. And they still canceled my show because I wouldn't jump through hoops for them. And so when I said, no, I will not do X, Y, and Z, because I saw what was happening. I said, look, I'm being laughed at by my peers. Chris Rock just made a Wayne Brady joke because I have a daytime show where I'm doing cooking segments with a little old lady from Oregon. And I'm doing all these things. And I'm like, that wasn't the show that I was promised. I was promised the Arsenio Hall show in daytime. Mm-hmm. Said, you can change daytime. I said, well, yeah, that's why I had a band. I was like, yeah, I'm ready. And I looked at myself as I'm cracking eggs with Marge. God bless Marge. He's like, well, Wayne, all you have to do is put the eggs in and whisk it. He's like, that's right, Marge. We'll be right back. Oh, my God, what's happening to me? So I knew that the writing was on the wall. So then they wanted me to jump through X hoops and Y hoops. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I see jokes being made about me. You will not whitewash me. I need to do the show that I was going to do. No, if you don't do what we ask you to, we can find someone to do the show. And this was in a meeting. I won't say the exec's name, but this was a meeting. And I said, well, if you could find someone to do the Wayne Brady show, then please do. Monday in the trades, Buena Vista gives talk show to Tony Danza.
Oh.
And I still had most of the season to do. So we had this fight at the beginning of the season. So you mean you could take my show away from me and still have a whole season? Thank you. Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, mm-hmm. Outkast. I had every R&B act, every hip-hop act that I wanted. It was beautiful because part of what they were banning me from is to have the musical acts because that's not in the demo that we're going for. Well, I don't know which demo you were going for.
Right.
So it was a beautiful freedom. So doing that sketch was the cap to the end of the season when someone is going to watch. And it blew up the way that it did. It was Wayne Brady half to choke a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And right. It became this thing.
I still love that to this day.
That was my way
day.
Of saying, thank you, bye-bye. I'm done with that chapter of my life.
All right, we got more with Wayne Brady. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Wayne Brady. Now, you have a show now where people didn't necessarily love what you were doing. Let's make a deal. Some white people were leaving messages, and they were racist messages and all that. So what happened? What did you do to
Sounds
make the
black
white people
to
so
me.
Upset?
Well, see, you know, on the flip side, I'm blickety-blickety black now.
Right. Too black for some people, not black enough for some people.
Bingo, it's like a CB4, remember? Because yeah. I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. That's the funniest thing. If you go on the Let's Make a Deal message boards, depending on the day of the week, I'll have some white folks. I am not watching this. One dude, I saved this one because I sent it to the vice president of the network. I loved this show at one point, but now it's like I'm watching a show on .. BET.
Wow.
Discriminatory. I liked you first, Wayne Brady, but all you do is you pick black people. Four messages down. You're a disgrace, Wayne Brady. Whose ass are you kissing? All these white people that you always making deals with. Woo. You don't want us to get ahead. I'm like, you all watch the same damn show.
They had the completely opposite reaction.
You watch the same show. So at this point, I'm like, look, you know what? It is what it is. And the thing is, I don't pick the people. So, spoiler alert, but I will say what is good, and I'm not going to apologize for this, and shout out to the production crew and Fremantle of Let's Make a Deal. Mm-hmm. We have made sure that show is inclusive of black people, of Latin people, of gay people, of trans people, of gay couples, the folks that will play. Black. Because if you look at a lot of game shows, there's not a lot of people of color. Mm-hmm. And when there are people of color, they've been carefully curated to, let's just say, show one particular side of us that then the producers can frame some of the game. So like, oh, well, I'm sorry, Marquita, that you couldn't answer that question. No, there's none of that. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to get mad at me because we are giving everyone an equal shot, sure. And yeah, like that dude he had his 15 minutes of fame, leaving me that message on the CBS voice line. But they just played that one. I get those every other day.
Wow, that's
oh yeah,
crazy.
Oh yeah,
that is crazy. That is
it's the world we live in.
It's
and
the
people
world we
act
live in.
Like it's you know I don't see color. I don't. But
come on, that's the most racist thing that you can say. There's no way that you can't look at someone and see color. You can see color, but respect the person. And so to not see someone's colors a blatant thing in the face of their culture, mm-hmm. I want to be able to look at someone and go, oh, you are Latin, I love the Latin culture. Oh, mm-hmm. you are Asian, I love this. And I'm not going to go, oh, no. All I see is Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that.
It's impossible.
No.
All right. Well, Wayne Brady.
Well, this was amazing.
It was a great time.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so glad. It is a different vibe having you here in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And can I say, you know, like, I'm such a fan, and I want to thank y'all. I'm so proud of what you all mean to the culture and conversation, especially in the past few years and the issues that you guys tackle. Mm-hmm. Because when you speak and when you have people on here, and I know this is a major platform for us, and so when you have people on here, folks listen. And so it's humbling to be in this space. So,
well, thank you
for joining
thanks,
us, man.
We really appreciate it, man. And definitely catch you on Broadway. Tell them how they can get tickets, what shows, and all that other stuff so people can come support.
It's called Freestyle Love Supreme. Mm-hmm. I'm in the show this week, but it's a revolving cast of people. Lin-Manuel is in it. If you're a fan of Hamilton, if you've seen it on Disney Plus or on Broadway, Chris Jackson, who played Washington, Chris is in it. James Iglehart, who was the original genie in Aladdin, now he's in Hamilton, he's in it. If you're a Broadway fan, if you're a fan of hip-hop, if you're a fan of comedy, it's at the Booth Theater. I believe it's 45th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. I'm in it until this Saturday night is my last show. Mm-hmm. You can buy tickets at freestylelovesupreme.com. And in fact, you guys have an open invitation. I would love to give you tickets if you're free. Any night, please come check it out.
Absolutely.
Sounds good to me.
Well, before you leave, just three quick answers to these quick questions, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right, improv versus scripted.
It's a tie.
That's not, you can't do that.
I can't choose one. No, I can't.
All right. TV host versus Broadway.
Broadway.
And married life versus single life.
Single life until I find that person that I'd like to be married to.
You'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, are you single?
Yeah, no. Okay. I'm not married, but I'm in a
marriage. No. And I wasn't asking
today.
Because I was just saying.
Because I guess if you're not married, are you considered single if you're not married?
No.
No.
It's in a relationship.
No. Okay. Yeah, like it's a different, like being single has its space. And so I'm single and I like that space. I like going home. I like playing my Xbox in my drawers. I like doing what
can't
I like
doing.
Can't
you do that though if you're married still?
You can, but I don't like the part of being married or being in a relationship that I realize I don't like is I don't like being beholden in the best way. Hey, baby. No, I'll be there. No, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Okay, sweetie. All right.
Maybe get her house next to your house and you be in between.
If I do get together with someone, I am going to follow that model. I'm going to have my own house and she'll have hers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, that's why I'm waiting.
All right. It's Wayne Brady. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors to talk Wendy Williams.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, as Wendy is still dealing with health issues, they've announced four more guest hosts. So, according to reports, Michael Rappaport is guest hosting the week of November 8th. He said, I'm very excited to fill in for Wendy, and I'm looking forward to a great week of excellent shows. Mm-hmm. The following week, there'll be a Hot Talk panel on November 15th, then Bill Bellamy the 16th and 17th, then Jerry Springer, and then Steve Wilkos will finish out the lineup on November's 18th and 19th. All right, now, they're also saying that even though Wendy has not been able to return to the show, that ratings increased 33% for the week ending October 24th. So,
Okay. Show
is still doing well. People thought it wouldn't, but still, it's doing even better.
I would think that it would, you know, still do well, especially with all the hype around it and the different guest hosts, you know, people tuning in to see who's going to be there today.
All right, now, let's discuss the top all-time athlete earnings. So we have the list of the top 25 money makers when it comes to sports
number
of all
one
time.
Is easy.
Yeah, who's number one?
Of course, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yes, Michael Jordan is number one.
Mm-hmm.
His career earnings adjusted for inflation, $2.62 billion.
Mm.
All right, so who do you think is number two on the list?
Definitely
soccer
probably a
player.
Soccer player.
Cristiano.
If not a soccer player, a golfer.
No,
but
soccer.
Probably. But no, this is all time. This is endorsements and everything too.
Mm-hmm, everything.
So I would think a golfer.
I think Cristiano. What's his name? Cristiano.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh no, yes. I know.
Who?
The golfer, Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus was number four.
Oh, okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo's number five. Arnold Palmer's number three.
Who's two?
Tiger Woods.
I knew it. I said still? A golfer. I didn't know if it would be Tiger, but I thought it would be a golfer.
Wow.
All right, number six on the list is Floyd Mayweather.
Where's LeBron?
Number seven.
Okay.
Lionel Messi, number eight. Also, Kobe Bryant made the list at number 13. Shaquille O'Neal at number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson, number 16. You know, he made $775 million.
Wow.
And this is all, you know, adjusted for inflation and everything. A-Rod, $650 million. Followed by Manny Pacquiao at number 18. Then Kevin Durant. Then Lewis Hamilton. Also on the list, Oscar De La Hoya at number 23, Peyton Manning, and then Derek Jeter rounds out the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
So just thought that was interesting. All right, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. According to reports, they met up for a private rooftop dinner in Staten Island above a pizza place. So it was billed as a secret dinner, and this is at a restaurant called Campania. And that is, obviously, Staten Island is where Pete Davidson is from.
I don't know if that's real or not, but dropping the clue bombs for Pete Davidson. That's very play-ish, so.
So they were able to leave without commotion. It was just the two of them on the rooftop. And so that's two nights in a row. They're saying that they were spotted together.
Yeah, they went out last night, they said, mm-hmm. too, at Zero Bond.
I'm going to take you to an island, baby. Oh, let me get my passport. No, you're not going to need your passport. Okay.
Staten Island.
All right, Netflix has added three movies from the Squid Game creator Hwang Dong-hyuk, and so now there's more that's available for you guys to watch. Silenced, starring Gong Yoo, who plays the salesman in Squid Game, the guy in the suit that was slapping him while playing that game, remember, on the subway?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a story of a teacher who tries to expose faculty members that have been abusing their students, but finds out that surrounding community is willing to not let the truth come out. Then there's a comedy drama called Miss Granny, about a 74-year-old woman who returns to her 20-year-old self. And then The Fortress. It centers around King Injo, who retreats with his court to a fortress and considers the critical next steps in the face of an incoming invasion. So those are three new movies that Netflix has added. See, he's going to get his money. All right. This is a heartbreaking story and really hard to talk about it, but Henry Ruggs III. They're talking about more information with his crash with his Corvette that resulted in one woman dying in a Toyota RAV4. So, unfortunately, they said he approached the woman's vehicle on a three-lane road, veered right behind her before slamming into her car. That car immediately burst into flames, and they did declare her dead at the scene. They also found the remains of a dog inside of that car as well. They said he was going 165 miles per hour.
That's crazy. They said 127, they believe, when the vehicles collided.
Yeah, so at one point they said the crash scene evidence and speed determining algorithms indicate that he was traveling 156 miles an hour about 2.5 seconds before impact, and then his car was at 127 when its airbags deployed.
Man, rest in peace to that young lady. But I tell you one thing, life is all about choices. And, you know, destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. That is horrible. I know he regretted that when he sobered up.
Yeah, they said that she was heard screaming inside of the vehicle while it was burning.
Oh, my goodness.
23-year-old Tina Tintor. So her family members were in the courtroom, during which a judge set his bail at $150,000, and the family did not comment after the hearing.
They said he faces 2 to 20, they said?
Yeah, it's not. Listen, somebody's life was taken. So.
It was simply making a poor choice. Like, I'm telling you, man, all you people out there, yeah, your life is all about choices, man. That's literally all it's about.
Second year in the NFL.
Like, call a Uber, call a Lyft, let a friend take you home. That's what I'd be wondering, like, where your partners was at? Your partners let you get behind the wheel? Like, yo, take your friend's keys, man.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, who are you giving your donkey to?
No, speaking of choices, I need Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers to come to the front of the congregation. As a Dallas Cowboy fan, I am highly disgusted at this, and I demand that there be consequences and repercussions. Okay?
When do y'all play them?
Mind your business. I just need Aaron Rodgers to come to the front. I don't know. But I just need Aaron Rodgers to come to the front of the congregation. We need to have a word with him, okay?
Check the Cowboys.
Don't worry. Stop minding people's business. This is not about the Cowboys right now, okay?
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Job hunting can feel pretty sucky, but ZipRecruiter makes it unsucky. Unlike other job sites, if an actual person from the company likes your profile, they can personally invite you to apply. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Sign up free today on ZipRecruiter.com/easy.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch.
Yeehaw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sleep say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 4th, goes to Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Now, y'all know where I stand on the COVID vaccine. Maybe you don't, but if you don't, here you go. Do whatever you want. It's really that simple. Okay, and if you work for a corporation or organization that has mandated the vaccine, do whatever you want. Okay, it's your choice. If you choose to get the vaccine and, you know, keep your position in said organization, cool. If you choose to not get the vaccine and lose your position in said organization, cool. You know why it's cool? Because it was your choice. That's all life is about. Choices. Every day of our lives, all we are attempting to do is make good choices. Okay? Always do your best to make the right ones and always do your best to learn from the wrong ones. That's it. That's why I never understood why the media crucified Kyrie Irving for making a choice. Listen to how they went after Kyrie.
Let me tell you something. I really am proud of the Nets for putting their foot down, for saying, no, we're not going to deal with this half on, half off. The only thing that bugged me, he's still going to make $17 million sitting at home.
Kyrie Irving has always been a go against the grain, a different.
Absolutely.
He's square. And they're UFOs.
Yep.
And so we're about to find out, Kyrie Irving, do you really, really believe this? Or are you grandstanding? Choice is yours, bro.
The bottom line is he cares more about grandstanding for this fantasy community than he does about winning a championship. Yeah. That cannot be argued no matter what side you're on.
This is some of the stupidest nonsense I've ever seen. Your position is that you're going to sit up there and compromise the championship aspirations of an organization you signed on to represent. You're going to compromise all of that because you want to give a voice to the voiceless. And how is that going to work out for you, Kyrie Irving?
What was all that about? Kyrie was presented with a choice, and he made one. That's on him. He understood the consequences and repercussions of whatever his choice was. From a personal standpoint, regardless of how you personally feel about his choice, it was his choice. But the media chose to crucify that man, which I could never understand. Last I checked, the NBA has a 95% vaccination rate. If you are pro-vaccine and you want people to get vaccinated, why not focus on that story instead of focusing on the people who aren't vaccinated, mainly Kyrie Irving? Because once again, all Kyrie did was make a choice, a personal decision. All right, that personally doesn't impact any of us unless you are emotionally attached to the Brooklyn Nets, which is impossible because they've done nothing to make you emotionally attached. Okay, even if you're from Brooklyn, you're not emotionally attached to the Nets. You just like the merch. Merch is great. The all black is fantastic. Okay, it's so Brooklyn. But other than that, being a Nets fan, it shouldn't matter. You know, it shouldn't matter to anyone other than Nets fans. It shouldn't matter to anyone if Kyrie is vaccinated or not, all right? He made a choice, and he didn't lie about it, okay? He didn't keep it to himself. He said it with his chest, which leads me to Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl champion Aaron Rodgers, three-time MVP Aaron Rodgers, who tested positive for COVID this week and cannot play for the next 10 days. Why can he not play for the next 10 days? Because that's the protocol in the NFL if you're unvaccinated. Now, the NFL hasn't mandated the vaccine for players, but unvaccinated individuals are required to test daily, and if they test positive, then they have to quarantine for 10 days like Aaron Rodgers. Now, why is Aaron Rodgers getting Donkey of the Day? It's simple. Because he lied, all right? Manipulated the truth, provided alternative facts. When asked if he was vaccinated, listen to his answer.
Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. It's an interesting issue.
Can you play that one more time? He was asked if he was vaccinated. Listen to the answer.
Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated.
You're one of them.
I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. It's an interesting issue.
Imagine if Kyrie Irving would have said that in response to that question. Somebody asked Kyrie Irving, are you vaccinated? And he said, yeah. Yeah is the lie when asked that question. And then followed up with, I'm immunized. I'm immunized is a lie by omission. All right, not just a lie, but you purposely were attempting to deceive people. And you were not following NFL protocols because you went to post-game news conferences and other places where there were plenty of people unmasked. Once again, your choice to be unvaxxed, All right. I don't think anyone should be publicly shamed or demeaned for being unvaxxed. But what you lying for, bruh? All right. Kyrie Irving stood on his 10 toes down. Aaron, you the quarterback of a 7-1 NFL team. A storied NFL team, the Green Bay Packers, NFL superstar. What part of being a leader is this? I don't think you can do State Farm commercials anymore because you are not a good neighbor, all right? And I need Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, and all these people who are overly critical of Kyrie to give you the business. Charles Barkley, all of y'all, okay? Just like I need Aaron Rodgers to get the business just like they gave Kyrie Irving, all right? Stephen A. Smith, I know you think Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, but this is just bad, man, all right? He lied. And you worship him, all right? I would have respected it more if Aaron Rodgers said, I'm unvaxxed, you know, I'm skeptical about the vaccine, period. He didn't have to lie because the NFL doesn't even have a vaccine mandate. So what are you lying for? All I want is for everyone to keep the same energy in regard to Aaron Rodgers, okay? Remember, y'all crucified Kyrie for making a choice. It was a personal choice he made that you didn't like. Aaron Rodgers straight up lied. If Kyrie Irving, when asked whether he was vaccinated, had responded, yeah, I've been immunized, and then reports came out that he was receiving a homeopathic treatment from his personal doctor to raise antibody levels and submitted a request to the NBA to meet protocols instead of the vaccine, and his request was denied, they would be tearing his ass up. That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers did. He was receiving treatment from his personal doctor to raise his antibody levels, and he submitted a request to the NFL to meet protocols in lieu of the vaccine, and he was denied. I need the same energy for Aaron Rodgers. Is he getting some of that same energy? What's this, NBC Sports Pro Football Talk or something like that? Let me hear this.
When we finally thought we were getting the Patrick Mahomes-Aaron Rodgers matchup, we're not, because Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID, and he has no chance of getting back by Sunday because, contrary to the clear impression he created in August, he is not vaccinated. That is a stunner. That is a bombshell. Yes.
He was asked a clear question about whether or not he was vaccinated, and he said, yes, I've been immunized. And if you look at what immunization is, the definition by the CDC, it is a process by which a person becomes protected against the disease through vaccination. Mm-mm. It's a synonym. Mm-mm.
That's cute. That was cute. Okay, but I need Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, Joy Taylor, Colin Coward, Marcellus Wiley, Charles Barkley. I need to see all the smoke, the same energy you had for Kyrie Irving. I need you to have for Aaron Rodgers because he lied. Please give Aaron Rodgers the biggest hee-haw. And is there going to be discipline from the NFL?
I think they said he has to be in isolation for 10 days and then test negative twice and be asymptomatic.
Yeah, but I need discipline from the NFL for him lying, especially for him lying and the Packers letting him walk
definitely
around.
Definitely should be. I saw Chris Broussard saying that he was more selfish than Kyrie.
And yes, clearly. And all Kyrie did was make a choice, a personal choice. Aaron lied. Is there going to be discipline from the NFL? If he lied about being vaccinated, Packers were letting him move around like a vaccinated player. As a Dallas Cowboy fan, I demand there be consequences and repercussions. All right? Sit him. Maybe for the rest of the season, potentially. Packers are 7-1. I think maybe a sitting for the 6-game suspension would be fine. How long? Let me see. 7-1. Matter of fact, yeah, 6-game suspension. That's what I think.
That's what you think?
That's what I think.
Are you saying it from Leonard or a Cowboys fan?
Lenard McKelvey, the Dallas Cowboys fan. All right? Okay. All of the above. Lenard McKelvey, the Dallas Cowboys fan, would like to see Aaron Rodgers suspended for the rest of the season. Okay.
Yeah, my Giants ain't making it. I don't care. I think, you know.
Well, mind your business.
Mind my business. Hey. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson, Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, man. It's D calling from Hotlanta.
All right, what's up, bro? What's your question for you?
Well, my question is, how do I get my lady back? And Uncle Charlamagne, I'm trying to let us down. But I got to cheat with my side, with a couch cheat with my side piece.
Because you a black boy, not a black man. Black men don't cheat. Young black boys do. Grow up.
So how'd you get caught cheating?
Well, leaving messages on my phone. I had a middle of shot on Instagram.
Okay. So she went through your phone.
And, yeah. Because I was doing some yard work. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, my lady, she trusts me or whatever.
But you shouldn't have. Now, so yeah. You said your side piece. So this was an ongoing thing or a one-time thing?
It's an ongoing situation.
So what are you going to do about your side piece now?
I'm a dropper.
And how long has this been going on?
About 7 months.
Okay. So I know right now your lady has 1,000 questions. So what kind of conversations have y'all been having?
She was like, why are you doing it? It's a bunch of questions. Like you just said, like, why you did this? We've been married for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got caught up, baby, you know, she was showing her stuff, I ain't gonna lie. And I feel bored.
Okay, and y'all only been married 2 years.
Right. So I'm 22 years old.
Okay, so for 7 months. Do you wanna be married?
I do because I met her in high school, my wife that is.
You have a lot to prove right now, you know that.
I do.
And she may or may not take you back. So what are some of the things that she is asking you to do? And is she telling you there's any chance of moving forward, or is she telling you there's no chance at all?
She like, I ain't gonna lie. She's saying the hell with it. Excuse my French.
Right. And you can understand why she feels that way, because this is all pretty fresh, too.
Right. And I don't like it.
Like, honestly, and I'm sure the guys can tell you, It's a lot of work to get your woman back once you break that trust. It takes 1 second for something like that to happen, and it could take months or years, or y'all might never be back in the place of trust where you were before. But it's up to you if you're willing to go hard and put in the work that needs to be put in. You have to be patient. You have to answer all the questions that she might have. You should actually propose to her that you guys go and seek some professional therapy to find out why you did what you did only a year and 3 months into, or a year and 5 months into your marriage. I'm sure that for her ego, it doesn't feel good. I'm sure right now for her self-esteem, it's like, what am I not doing that my man is out here cheating on me with some thought he met on Instagram? You know, there's a lot of different things that you have to prove right now. And this wasn't a one-time thing. This was 7 months. That's going to lead her to believe that you actually care about this other woman, right?
Right. That's true.
Do you care about her?
I do not. I just... The blood had me gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So did you cut it off with this woman already?
I did. It ain't worth my relationship.
Right. Well, right now, like I said, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort you're going to have to put in. And it still might not work. But you have to be patient. You have to be understanding. You have to know that you're wrong. Admit that you're wrong. You have to prove by your actions that she can trust you. You have to give her access so she knows where you are, what you're doing. You have to make sure that she can find you at all times. And it's just a lot that you're going to end up having to do.
Okay. I'm going to put in the work.
All right. And just if she needs some space, you know, just love her from a distance if that's what she needs right now. But you got to just respect whatever it is that she's saying. You can ask her specifically, what are things that I need to do to make you feel more comfortable? I know it's a journey. I'm willing to go on that journey and do whatever it is that I have to do. You know, just tell me what I need to do and I'm ready to do it.
Amen to that.
All right.
Grow up, King.
I am.
He's like, I'm 22.
Black men don't cheat, brother.
Don't let more booties get in your DMs and tempt you.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know. I don't trust him.
Ask E. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit E now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask E.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask E. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? Friday Show.
What's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
It's good. It's good. Thank you, guys. I just wanted to say I listen to y'all every day. I appreciate you, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, and Angela Yee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. I was calling. Yeah, there you go. I was calling because I needed some financial advice from you.
Okay.
So everybody in my family is basically successful in everything they're doing. Just an example, my brother, he mounts TVs. My cousin, he's an artist. Because here, everybody has money. They found out a way to break the system, and me, I'm just, you know, I'm like the black sheep. So I'm just trying to figure out, I've got a clump of money coming in, and I just need to know your advice as to what would probably be the best investment for someone that just turned 30 a few days ago.
Okay, so there's a few different things, and it just depends on what is interesting to you. When you say you have money coming in, like how much?
Well, it's about, probably going to be about like $1,500.
Okay. All right. So a couple of things here. Do you own a home?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have money saved up, or is that something that you're interested in right now? Are you in a space where you want to, where you know where you want to live permanently?
Well, I just got out of a relationship and I was doing really good. I was paying the rent and everything, and I was getting money for just paying rent and stuff, and then end up having a bad toxic relationship, so now I'm staying with my dad, and I'm basically starting from rock bottom.
Okay. Do you have good credit?
What's a 560? Is that bad or good?
That's not good.
Okay.
So one thing you're going to have to do is work on improving your credit score.
Okay.
First and foremost, because if you want to do anything, and that's going to take some time. If you want to do anything, like if you want to get a mortgage, if you decide you want to get a house further down the line, once you save up, then you're definitely going to need to do that. Are you working?
Yes, currently I am, yes.
Okay. Are you doing a job that you love that's going to lead to more for you in the future?
I would hope so, but I can't. I just started. So I'm like, again, starting from rock bottom.
Okay, so this is a field that you're interested in.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you have a IRA? Do you have a 401k? Any of those savings plans?
No, I don't have any of those. I thought 401k was a joke, but I see it's really important now.
Okay, I want to recommend this. A, see if your job doesn't match when it comes to 401k. If they do, they can take that money out of your check and put it in directly, and you won't even notice it missing. Okay, and I would definitely get a financial advisor if I were you, just to try to set up those things, because when I first was not having any money in the bank, the first thing I did was got with the financial advisor and I set up an IRA, a Roth IRA. And to this day, like, that money in there has, you know, the earlier you get started, the better it is for you. Even if you're only putting in $50 a month, it's something.
Okay.
You know, and I think there's a lot of apps out there that you can invest on. I use Public. You know, there's Acorns. There's Robin. There's a lot of different apps that you can be using so you can get adjusted to doing the stock market. There's a lot of people who are buying Bitcoin. Do your research before you do anything with cryptocurrency or any of these, but just do your research. But I would say just get familiar and get more confident with being able to invest. And you can use those apps for that. You should definitely talk to a financial planner to think about. I always say people think you need to have a lot of money to work with a financial planner, but it actually works really great when you're trying to get to a point where you know what your goals are. If your goal is to buy a home, if your goal is to invest in the stock market, if your goal is to make sure long term you're going to be good to retire, then you need to make sure you sit down and make a plan.
Okay. Hey, Yee, I'm sorry. I just had one more question. I mean, honestly, all the stuff that you just told me, that's definitely good advice, and I will definitely take that. But it seems like that is going to take a while. I'm kind of like trying to hit the ground running.
You have to be patient, because when you all do things out of desperation and trying to get something real quick, that's when it doesn't work. You're not in the position right now to risk it all. You have $1,500 coming in. You're just getting started. Be patient with yourself, but have a plan.
Okay. All right, that's cool. I appreciate it. And Charlamagne, if you don't mind, I need some of your books, man. I'm a black man out here needing some advice and everything. Your books seem like they work for a lot of people from your review.
Well, listen, I'm gonna send you some books that have helped me. I'm gonna send you The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health, and I'm gonna send you My Grandmother's Hands by Rezma Menakem. Okay.
Okay, and I got a therapy appointment coming up in the next couple weeks. So I got
That's what I like to hear, King. That's what I like to hear.
Take control of your finances. All right. That doesn't mean that you gotta invest right now, but get yourself in the space and the position that you can do it.
Stay on hold, bro.
Okay.
I can get your address.
All right, thank you. I love y'all, man. Thank
love
y'all.
You too, King.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now, you got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk more about Will Smith. He is really revealing a lot about himself, and now he's talking about a time he contemplated killing his father. We'll tell you all about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
People Magazine has an excerpt from Will Smith's new memoir, Will, which comes out November 9th. And in it, he talks about witnessing his father commit an act of violence. And he said, when I was 9 years old, I watched my father punch my mother in the side of the head so hard that she collapsed. I saw her spit blood. That moment in that bedroom, probably more than any other moment in my life, has defined who I am. And so he goes on to say, within everything that I've done since then, the awards and accolades, the spotlights and attention, the characters and the laughs, there has been a subtle string of apologies to my mother for my inaction that day, for failing her in the moment, for failing to stand up to my father, for being a coward. So he said that his parents separated when he was a teen and divorced in 2000. He does maintain a close relationship with his father, but he says that his anger stemming from his childhood incident surfaced again decades later. While he was caring for Will Sr., who had cancer, he said, one night as I delicately wheeled him from his bedroom toward the bathroom, a darkness arose within me. The path between the two rooms goes past the top of the stairs. As a child, I always told myself that I would one day avenge my mother, that when I was big enough, when I was strong enough, when I was no longer a coward, I would slay him. And he actually entertained the thought of killing his father. He said, I paused at the top of the stairs. I could shove him down and easily get away with it.
I can totally understand why that trauma would make him want to do something like that, like witnessing, you know, something happen to the person that loves you the most unconditionally on this planet, your mom. So I can understand it.
Now, another thing he talks about in his book, here's another excerpt. He talks about being married in the first few months of his marriage with a brand new baby. And for his wife, Cherie, he said, I can imagine this experience was unsettling. And he fell in love with his co-star, Stockard Channing, during filming for Six Degrees of Separation, he said. His marriage was off to a rocky start. He said, after filming on the movie Wrapped, I found myself desperately yearning to see and speak to Stockard. So he talks about that experience actually caused him to quit method acting. His character was in love with her character, and he actually fell in love with her.
Wow. Mm.
That is some method acting right there.
And a great excuse. an amazing excuse if ever you fall short.
All right. Now, Lauren London is serving as a guest host on Red Table Talk. And one thing that she is talking about is some of her issues she's had with setting boundaries. Here's what she said.
With boundaries, there are times where we feel guilty.
That's my whole childhood.
In
what way, Lauren?
You're a child. Don't ask me questions. Sit down.
Oh,
you know,
all that old school.
Or like, oh, I don't like going to so-and-so's house.
Well, we're going anyway.
We're going anyway. Or they didn't do nothing to you, which is why I used to have really aggressive boundaries because my boundaries weren't respected as a child. I got really aggressive with my boundaries. So it was like, oh, you don't hear what I'm saying?
I'm
going to fight you.
Yep.
I'm going to sock you. You're going to respect the violence.
All right. So like I said, she's been filling in while Willow Smith hits the road to perform on tour. Lauren London is the third host.
I respect it. I don't understand why people take your no personally. That's something our good sister Debbie Brown says. My good sister Debbie Brown always says, like, my no does not, you should not take my no personal because my no is for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, now here's some good news. Halle Berry's Bruised soundtrack includes the first all-female hip-hop project. So the music of Bruised features Cardi B, Saweetie, Her, City Girls, Young M.A., Flo Milli, Latto, and more. And that comes out on November 19th. So congratulations to all of them. That's really dope. And that's great for Halle Berry, who's calling all the shots for this. I think also Rhapsody is on there. Young Baby Tate, Dream Doll, Erica Banks. I mean, that's huge.
Dropping the clues bombs for Rhapsody. Okay. It's my favorite rapper right there. Waiting on some new Rhapsody right now.
All right. And since we're talking about women and rap, let's talk about ABC's Queens. The latest episode came on and Brandy and Eve were battling on the show. And here it goes.
First off, Bree, you a mini version of me. And second of all, Jill ain't got the skills to be ill. So me writing your rhymes is a much better design. I started this group, I could have left your ass behind. When my pen hit the pad, it's only top of the charts. And now, just like your marriage, you want us to fall apart.
Wow.
It's jealousy, and I can't even say it any clearer. You're spending too much time in the mirror. You're trying to be the mommy or a Don. You a copy and a fraud. You Johnny, I'll be Bobby. My new addition is strong. So run along, Tyra, we can't bank on you. And the leader, we can't put that rank on you.
All right, well, here's Eve's freestyle response.
It's called growth and maturity. You stuck in the past, an insecure, scared little girl. Now I'm spanking that ass. This is a wake-up call. We ain't here to go tit for tat. Nasty bitches isn't our image. We no longer living like that. But I get it. You did it to sell records. Now the gimmick is done. Pulling the wool over people and critics like Explicit's the only lyrical one. We about to rewrite our own stories and make the narrative change to show the whole world we real queens, not embarrassed and ashamed. My marriage has nothing to do with the stardom and fame. I honor the pain and use it to be the goddess and slaughter the game.
Okay. Mm. All right. I told you though, Brandy sound really good rapping. I know everybody's been talking about that, but she do sound good.
Didn't she used to rap back in the day?
Wasn't she said she wanted to be a rapper first.
And she had a name, right? Wasn't it like B something? B Rocka?
B Rocka.
It was something. B Baka. It was something like that.
B Baka.
It was. I'm not
Chewbacca.
It was. Or she had a rap name.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Well, shout to Diddy. Today is Diddy's birthday. So happy birthday, Diddy. Yeah,
November.
Man, dropping the clues bombs for Diddy, man. Happy 72nd, brother.
Man, drink some Diddy juice today.
So let's start the mix off with some Diddy. Shout to Revolt. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Now, you all know I'm on TikTok, all right? Even Charlamagne's starting to come around.
Like that TikTok you showed me earlier, dude with the lab coat in his yard mowing the grass, and he bust out, you know, his weird lab gear on the grass. By the end, he's got paper.
There's something for everyone, including Charlamagne, all right? It's TikTok. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Wayne Brady for joining us this morning.
Damn, I'm mad I missed that one, man. Salute to Wayne Brady. Have you ever been here before? I feel like he's been
here before. Yeah, we did a Zoom. We did a Zoom with him.
Okay, okay.
I think they were doing that Ratatouille. Remember they did that fundraiser where they made Ratatouille on, I think it was on, was it on? I forget what social media, but yeah.
Yeah, he was here before, yes.
But he was pretty amazing to talk to.
Yeah, shout to Wayne Brady. And check out his play if you're in the New York City area. He's here to the end of this week. So shout to Wayne Brady. All right, when we come back, we got the positive notes, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. First of all, I want to tell everybody, salute to everybody who watched me on The Daily Show last night with Trevor Noah. Salute to my man, Trevor Noah. Make sure you scream the God's honest truth on Paramount Plus, and make sure you watch a new episode tomorrow at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. We got some really great guests tomorrow night. Michael Eric Dyson is one of them. But the positive note is simply this. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations, okay? It is my mind that creates my experiences. I am unlimited in my own ability to create the good in my life.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.